your thoughts about the draft, since you're the only other rep on the call.
No, I like it. I think it's a good, you know, it's I agree with Ken that, you know, 15 days is too short, and I think we've captured you know, the points of agreement in the group, and it seems good to me.
Okay. Well, you know, I think at this point we obviously need to hear from Ross, and he's not available today. I think the 30 days instead of 15 days is workable, so long as we have this other provision that if it's you know, willfully inaccurate data that's obviously false, then it can be placed on hold immediately, because that's going to be a contract violation, obviously, when it's registered. I mean, and the registrant's going to know that, so there shouldn't be any problem with that. And if we have that, I mean, I think the 30 days where it's less clear, it's just inaccurate, and you're not certain, then that would make sense, and I could certainly recommend that to the IBC.
Hey, Richard Strugas. That's me. I'm stuck in the traffic jam. I suppose that might be. Okay, Greg is the only other person who joined the call after you did an Instagram. Just joined us a few moments ago.
I think maybe really difficult to hear with you.
Oh, have I got an echo on the phone now again?
No, it's just a lot of background noise.
Oh, okay, well then I'll sign off, yes, because it is very noisy.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye. All right, well, I think at this point, obviously we need to hear from the other constituencies, and we need to hear from Ross.
Yeah.
He's not available. I was kind of hoping that he could weigh in on it, on the draft, to the list before today's call. But, you know, it sounds like we can accommodate Ken's perspective, and Greg seems to think that what we have here is at least workable. We'll need to hear from the other constituencies, and probably most importantly, we'll need to hear from the registrar constituency. So I don't know that there's a whole lot more we can do today, I guess what I'd recommend, Barbara, is that we, Glenn, go ahead and set up another conference call for next Wednesday, and I'll try to be on that call, but I may not be able to make it because I have some other commitments that day, but if...
Okay, we'll just notify Glenn what it looks like it's going to be for you. If we get Ross and you not available on that day, then I'm going to suggest that we reschedule.
That's fine. I mean, I think it's probably important to get Ross's thoughts on this
and
see what he has to say and what if anything he finds acceptable or objectionable, so we can at least talk about those issues. But I don't know that there's too much more we can do today without his input. I think it would also be useful to hear from the other constituencies, like the BC and ALEC and the...
I agree.
So why don't we just re-up this
Brian,
call for next Wednesday, same time, same agenda. We'll talk about this draft.
Ken, I think, wanted to say something.
Ken?
It's probably, maybe it's too late, I don't know, because it sounded like some people dropped off. I just was wondering if Susan had any issues that... or concerns or anything that she, any observations that you could give us that might help make this process move along a little more comfortably for her, and if there's anything that she would like to, I won't use the term task, or move us.
Point us towards.
I don't know whether she's still on the call.
Suzanne, are you still with us?
I am indeed. Ken, I'm just trying to understand exactly what you are looking for. Let me tell the group where I am at the moment. I have not been feeding little snippets on a routine basis to the GAC working group because I wanted to write a paragraph up and share it with the task forces first to make sure I can accurately characterize where you are in your work. And I haven't drafted that, I'll be quite honest with you, because I haven't been able to make every single task force call. But I am more than happy to take ideas from you all as a group as to issues that you think specifically need to be brought to the GAC's attention to ask the GAC for some guidance. We have a GAC conference call next Thursday the 14th. And I'm more than happy to provide some feedback and a status report, as well as highlight some issues that you all believe warrant GAC attention and that you would like to get some GAC input on.
Well, okay, that seems actually pretty useful. Maybe we can take this week to work on the list a little bit and see if we can come up with a something that we could put forward to the GAC as, you know, here's what we are considering and we would look for guidance in these areas kinds of things.
That would be very, very helpful. So I would really appreciate that. And as I say, my apologies for not being able to follow every single call. I feel a little remiss. But I do want to draft up a quick sort of paragraph, but I want to run it by you all first so that I make sure that I'm accurately reporting on where you are and what your thinking is.
Van, this is Brian. My question is, does it make sense for us to see where the task force is on this current proposal before we submit that to you?
Because at this point,
it's sort of preliminary. We don't really have a consensus on it. It's not certainly binding in any way. So I'm just wondering procedurally what makes sense, because I don't want to necessarily engage in busy work if we're not going to advance the ball. And I think until the registrars weigh in on this, it may all be beside the point.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more, Brian. I would not, in fact, I would be very loath to provide a report that was so interim and subject to a vote that might go the other way. I don't see any added value for you or the GAC working group in doing that.
I think hopefully in the next week we'll hear from the rep of the registrar constituency, Ross Rader, and then Ross can give us his thoughts and hopefully those of his constituency on the two fairly limited proposals that we're considering. And then at that point, we'll have a better sense as to whether or not the task force is going to be able to put something forward. And then I think we could certainly put something together that this is what we're considering in terms of steps to verify correct and accurate data for Task Force 3 and submit that to you, and you could then report that at a time when it probably is more real than it currently is, if that makes sense.
No, it does indeed. I'm happy to report next Thursday that you are still developing proposals that have, at the present time, have not yet gained full consensus.
Right.
And to leave it at that.
Makes sense. Okay. What do you guys think, Ken and Barbara?
I think that's a good idea. The only thing I would suggest is that you make the modifications in the time period before you go back to Ross, because otherwise you may get an injured reaction off of the preliminary one here. And if we're pretty much in agreement that it's more practical to be able to do that, a lot of the comments I've gotten on time periods are from people who are situated in parts of the world where we sometimes get criticized by members of people in the South not being practical enough and dealing with the environments that they have to operate in on a regular basis. So this way, it's kind of a difference acknowledging that there are places in the world that and cultures that just can't react as rapidly as we would like to see here. So I think that helps. We're be responsive and acknowledge it. So.
Yeah, I'll revise it. I'll revise the time frames and send it around to the task force and to Ross and tell Ross that it would be helpful to get his thoughts. And then we can chat about this next Wednesday and then see kind of where we are.
Also, Brian, in the note, in the revision that you send around, mentioned that the GAC would like to give us feedback if we can pose the question well enough for them to respond to it.
The key thing to know about the GAC, if I may weigh in, is that we only meet during the ICANN meeting, okay? We can conduct email business, as you all do, you know, but we are not as efficient and as well organized, but we can certainly communicate with the members of the GAC working group on the GNSO at any time. However, for us to, our goal here at the working group is to provide as much advance information as we possibly can to the working group and then to the GAC as a whole to alert them to the possibility we may need to develop a common GAC position, which can only be done in a plenary session. Unfortunately, our rules of procedure are not quite as flexible as yours are, so that we cannot develop a GAC position and vote on it in Cape Town. We actually have to first develop it in Cape Town. Does that help? Because I know our procedures are slightly different.
Yeah, it does help.
So my goal as the liaison and as the convener is to make sure that I accurately characterize your work, where you are, the proposals you are considering advancing to the council. I agree with you all. I don't see any point in sharing information on proposals that have not yet been fully vetted or approved. So I would prefer to report to them that here's where the task force is when you get to that point, that this is what you would be prepared to forward to council. Here's what the GAC working group might want to focus on as issues of more interest or as issues that the task forces are asking us to look at, so that when we go to Cape Town, there is a more informed discussion and we can try to be more responsive to issues that you might flag for specific GAC feedback that you would find useful.
Okay, I think that's very helpful in clarifying what we can do with the GAC on this. So, Brian, you're going to make a few revisions and send it out to the list again and reach out to Ross in particular to see if we can get some response by some clarification by next week. And then hopefully by Wednesday, Suzanne will have a very clear message that you can take to the GAC about the status of this task force.
Okay, that would be great. But also, just I'm equally comfortable with not reporting anything specific the following day if you are not yet at a point where you think I can characterize it as consensus.
Yeah,
certainly not now. I think maybe next week we'll have a better sense of that. And I think consensus would be what a 2/3 majority, because I don't know that we're going to get unanimity on anything. But I think we'll have a better sense of where things are next Wednesday. And if you're participating in that call, then
I will.
We can address the issue of what can be said to the GAC and how solid that would be. If that works for you.
That works out fine because again I want to be able to be as helpful to you all as possible while providing the most accurate report to the GAC as possible. But I don't see any value in complicating all of our lives further by talking about interim proposals that may not go anywhere.
Right.
Okay.
Okay? Does that seem reasonable?
It does. It does.
Okay. And then the document you're talking about, I should look for a revised draft at some point. What I might do is draft a very draft paragraph, and then I would share it with you all. I want your approval as to how I characterize this prior to taking it anyplace else.
I think that'd be very helpful as well, so that people don't feel as if their the state of work is being mischaracterized. So that would be really good.
Okay.
Suzanne, what is your email address? Because I'm going to just email this directly to you as well, so you'll at least know what the revised thing says.
Great.
We wouldn't do anything further between now and next week unless to the extent that Ross wants to contribute. And then after next week's call, we can assess as to what if anything, you want to say to the GAC at that point, if that works.
Perfect. That works fine because I'd like to take my cues from you. I certainly don't want to misrepresent your work. So I'd rather keep it as a more positive partnership here where I am only reporting on things that you are comfortable having me report on. My email address is ssene@ntia.doc ntia@ntia.gov.
Okay, S-S-E-N-E at ntia.doc.gov.
Right.
And, okay, that sounds good. Maybe if you know, Barbara, let me know if this is appropriate, but maybe what we could do is simply add Suzanne to the Task Force 3 list so that she gets everything.
I'll work with Glenn on that so that she's seeing the emails as part as the liaison to the list, to the task force.
The emails, she'll see the contacts and
yeah,
all of the back and forth.
All the exciting stuff that goes on our list.
Exactly. That would be very helpful. I have a long line of emails from the other two task forces that I haven't even completely waded through yet. But it does help to understand where people are coming from and what some of the issues might be.
Okay, and I'll, just so I spell you, your last name is S-E-N-E, and
right.
Suzanne is S-U-Z-A-N-N-E.
Right.
Okay, I'll copy you on this email, and you'll have it within 10 minutes.
Great.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, talk to you all next week.
Okay, bye-bye.
All righty, take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.